fancy.
Yeah, I like that.
Got some new clothes on.
Is this the same dress you wore last time?
Yes.
Oh, they're going to be on to you about that.
Why? I can't wear the same outfit 2 days in a row.
You're like Nate. He wears the same.
Oh, he is a different subject.
But I'm not sure anyone has actually said anything. Well, that's all right. Well, welcome to the podcast. And someone suggested after our last podcast that we just start recounting. So this might be two. He suggested that that last one you and I did was number one.
Oh, yes.
So maybe this is number two.
Yes.
Even though it's January 1st.
Definitely the first day of the year, but that's okay.
But that's okay.
The first one was a bonus.
Yeah. So that, do you know what that means? We're into our second season.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. And you know what I forget to do all the time?
Pray.
Well, we did that.
No, we did.
Briefly. So that we don't embarrass ourselves. I always forget saying, welcome to Amundsen Family Music Podcast. If you want to know more about our family and music, visit AmundsenFamilyMusic.com. And on there, you can find our VIP page. You'll find where our CDs are sold and merch. And what do you call what Gabe makes?
Laser engraved craft items.
Yeah. Wood and mugs and all kinds of stuff. Go and check it out, AmundsenFamilyMusic.com. But wait till the podcast is over.
Yes.
Oh, please. And did you know that we're not only on YouTube? Hello, everyone who can see us. But we're also on the podcast forums like iHeartRadio, Apple
Fantastic.
Podcast, Spotify. So for those that don't want to see me, they'll always want to see you. But for those that don't want to see me, you can go watch or listen, I should say.
Listen in the car.
Listen in the car or while you jog or work out. Maybe we can give you some things to think about. So we mentioned last time that the kids were gone. Well, tonight, Sonora, Ira and Nate are on their way home. So as you can imagine, there was a flurry of activity in the house today because you had kind of
their beds changed.
Well, you had kind of tore things apart because you're Miss Clean. So now it was kind of put things back together so that the house is a little presentable for when the kids get home.
Does it look like the laundry exploded all over the living room?
Hey, and I talked to Gabe on the phone today.
Lucky you.
Well, you know, he had to choose somebody. He chose his dad. I feel pretty blessed.
I was napping, right?
You were napping. Oh, that's important. The other thing.
Very important thing to do on New Year's Day.
Getting old is different. So I have to say, I'm so proud of myself. For both of us, actually. We both made it to midnight last night.
We did.
On New Year's Eve. But the bad thing about it is I still kept my same wake-up time. So there I was early in the morning, and I couldn't sleep any longer. And of course, I couldn't nap this afternoon. So I'm tired.
I'm sure.
So, anyways.
Do you look like you're tired?
Don't answer that. Don't answer that. We decided that we were going to talk livestock on this podcast.
Okay, let's get into it. Enough commercials.
We both have background in livestock, right? I was raised on a ranch farm back in Saskatchewan, and you were raised right here on a ranch.
I'm not sure at what age we started having cattle, horses. I believe it started with horses in Colorado. And ever since then, yeah, we've had livestock. Dad thought it was very important that we be in 4-H. And I agree. It's good learning. It was a good learning experience all around. Good self-discipline it taught me. It taught me to be ready for anything. You never know what will happen when you're caring for animals.
Yeah, so one of your biggest things with livestock had to do with showing them. Now, did you know that I was in 4-H?
Yes, I knew that.
You knew that? Mm-hmm. So I have a story to tell about my 4-H days, and then I'll let you have it.
Okay.
Okay, so my brother and I were in 4-H for 2 years, I think, and we had to show a steer, right? Now, we were rookies. All the other guys around us knew what they were doing. But every day, Stan and I would get out there, we'd feed our steer, and we'd lead it around. And we had we had Hereford cattle back then, and they were two pretty nice, well-looked, I don't know any judging terms, two pretty nice-looking Hereford steers. And they were tame, too. Okay, and we did this all winter.
They started out tame, or you tamed them?
We tamed them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good job. That's a feat in itself.
So, I mean, we had pretty tame cattle as it was. I mean, just because we always walked amongst them. They were tame. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, the time came for us to go to the show, right?
Livestock show.
So we haul them to Prince Albert to where the exhibition was happening. And we were all of our, what do you call it? Your crew? Your 4-H...
4-H members.
Members. Mm-hmm. See, that's how little I know about. So all the members were brushing their cattle and, you know, balling up their tails.
Oh, yes. We had a back comb, and we would, we had a comb, and we would back comb their...
Exactly, washing them. Anyways.
Spray them.
The time came for us to line up the steers. Well, my brother Stan's steer was sleeping, laying down sleeping, and we couldn't wake it up, right? We couldn't get it up. And so different men tried different things, and so finally my brother went up to it and yelled in its ear.
Oh.
That steer shot up and went running and knocked over at least two or three of the men that tried to catch it.
Oh, no.
And it was gone. I'm not sure when we actually caught it again. And I'm not sure if he got to show it or not. Maybe Stan can chime in on that if he's watching. But
this is in the barn, hopefully.
This was outside.
Oh, no.
And so it took off. I remember Ragnar Ørsted tried to stop it, and it knocked him over. And then someone else tried to stop it, and then it was gone by that point. So we learned that maybe yelling in the ear of
steer.
Of a steer is maybe not the best idea.
Steers don't like to be yelled in the ear.
Yeah. I think his
moral
name was...
Moral of the story.
I forget the names of our steers. But so... That's the end of my 4-H story. Now it's your turn. What did you first show? What was the first animal that you led around and showed?
I think it was pigs. I believe I start with pigs and then went to sheep.
Okay.
Oh, you know, I might be wrong. I might have started with heifers.
What are the finer points of leading a pig?
Well, you have like,
do they actually, to, can you fit a no, halter around it?
No, no collars.
No collar?
No, you use a stick, like a firm stick, and you whack them in the rear end, and you're driving them, actually.
Okay, so was the trouble getting them to move rather than keeping them from running away?
And keeping them going straight, because obviously when you're in the show ring, you're making a circle and the judge is in the middle, so you want to keep them in line.
So is the judge kind of telling you what to do, or you're just kind of following a circle around?
Well, they have a ringleader who would help you. But I mean, if you're watching the other classes, you pretty much know you start out and you're going either clockwise or counterclockwise. And then you're basically holding your stick and pointing at your pig, at your hog, and you're walking proudly with your shoulders back, and you're smiling and trying to think of everything you're supposed to do. Plus, you're keeping your pig in line, so you're whacking it on this side or that side of the ear to keep it in line.
So I want to let you all know, our audience out there, that you're listening to one of the best. According to your dad, anyways. You're one of the best sheep showers that there ever was.
I had some good trainers.
We have an expert on board today. So tell us more. Okay, I watched young kids show sheep. Well, we as a family went to watch it one time in Eufaula.
Right.
It was the cutest thing ever. So tell us about showing sheep.
Sheep, well, I don't really remember a whole lot because we had to get up before school. We jumped our lambs.
So while you were jumping sheep, I was counting sheep. I was
or
waiting,
feeding heifers.
I've been waiting all day to tell that joke.
You had to get up early and feed your heifers, though.
Oh, yeah. We were up early milking cows.
Well, yeah. So while you were milking cows, I was jumping sheep.
Okay.
So we had an area for them, a pen that was confined, and we would put them in this area, and then we would, I'm sure we had whips or something, and we had boards at different places in the fence, so then they would have different levels that would develop their hindquarters, their legs, make them strong so that when you lead them, which you were just leading them with your hand, you were pulling them by the neck. Then you would hold them with your hand, and then you would square up their legs, and you would squat basically on the ground trying to hide behind your lamb because you wanted the judge to see your lamb. And I'm sure that showing practices have changed some, but that's how we did it in the 80s.
So was your sheep sheared when you were showing it, or was it?
Oh, yeah. We, like, the trends changed, but back then we sheared the head and we just made sure that everything was uniform. But then you wanted to show that the back was a certain shape. And so you would card the wool. And I mean, I was an expert, so I had to have help, but you would card the wool and make it fluffy after you made sure that all the dirt was out. And you use hair dryers, and then you would shear off whatever places weren't uniform, weren't perfect. So it was quite an art, I would say.
So when you were done showing sheep, did you go on to cattle?
Well, I remember I went to cattle camp when I was pretty young.
Was that at Connors?
It was at Connors.
McPeak's Cattle Camp.
Yep.
Yeah, give a shout out to
camp,
them.
Show cattle camp if you're at all interested in 4-H.
What's their saying? Showing animals. You can be a champion?
Be a champ, show cattle camp.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they have show lamb camp as well. No show pig camps as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you did show some sheep. Plus some cattle.
Plus heifers. And so I remember that was probably my earliest memory of learning to show was at show camp, show cattle camp.
You just reminded me that our kids were in 4-H for a little while.
Right.
And we didn't show livestock with them because I had gotten out of cattle before we had kids. But they all did public speaking. And they all did really well at that.
Yes, they did. It was one thing that we had to be adamant that you are going to do this. They fought us. They weren't very keen on it, but kids had to. And
they were used to talking in church. See, our kids, when they're young, they memorize a scripture verse, and they get up in front of the church, and they say that. And so they get used to speaking in front of people, so it does help.
It helps. So that was mostly our community that they spoke, that they said their verse in front of, and there were other children up there with them. So
true.
I think there was safety in numbers. I think that 4-H, the speech contest, was a little beyond what they were used to. We also had...
I couldn't have done it.
No.
At their age.
We also did show and tell where they had to, we went to that, where they had to present something that they had learned through homeschooling all year long. Was another thing that stretched them. So I'm glad we had those experiences.
Yeah.
Overall, I'm very happy that my parents stretched me. They had me in swimming lessons. 4-H was a major I think, character builder.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've thought about that quite a bit. Every family needs to have that, at least one thing that mm-hmm. they do.
Right. Whether it's sports.
Yeah. My brother's family, sports, mm-hmm. right? It's not that that's what defines them, but that's what they do. Mm-hmm. And that's music for us. Mm-hmm. Like, we're family first and we happen to play music. Your family happened to show cattle in 4-H. Did they have FFA at that time?
We did, but I started out young with 4-H, and because there were so many rewards and I had friends and I was learning parliamentary procedure, we made record books and then we won awards based on our record book. I went to Washington, D.C., to Kansas City. I won the Kansas City Royal. It was some conference that only certain 4-H'ers. There were just so many perks to being in 4-H. I just didn't really see a need to do FFA as well.
What's the difference between 4-H and FFA? I know with 4-H you get a nice pink jacket, don't right?
Right. So I did bring this. This is what I won. It was here. 1985.
Show it so they can see it on the
livestock show.
Yeah, look at that. Beautiful.
So it says champion. And I
be a champ.
So I must have won, I'm not sure with which animal, but I must have won championship.
Sponsored by I thought it said Hallelujah Insurance. It's Hallam.
Hallam Insurance. So thank you, Hallam Insurance. So local businesses would sponsor the prizes for the kids. And then we would write thank you notes, which was another character builder. My parents had me sit down and write thank you notes to all the people that sponsored the shows.
And you're still good at writing thank you notes. Mm.
But no, the difference between 4-H and FFA, FFA stands for Future Farmers of America. And 4-H, like you said, you can be in just about any project nowadays.
Okay.
Sewing.
Here's a quiz. Okay. What are the 4-H's?
We should have practiced this before. I pledge my heart, my hands to greater service, my heart to greater loyalty, my head to greater
thinking,
and my health. Maybe my health to greater service?
Can anyone help us out?
Okay, we're floundering here.
Okay, now, what is 4-H? What's their motto? Learn to do by doing.
Of course.
You didn't know that?
I think that was a Canadian motto.
Maybe it was a Canadian. Learn to do by doing.
But I bet you I know more about parliamentary procedure than you do.
Oh, boy, I'm lost. I'm still lost at all the, meeting procedures. Mm-hmm.
It's been a while, but we sure did learn a lot.
Well, like, I mean, we still use it in every meeting we go to, right? And I'm generally sitting there wondering what's going on.
It doesn't come firsthand to you. Yeah, first nature.
I'm usually thinking, now what chord did they go to in that song I listened to on the way here? Or I wonder who was playing the banjo in that song. Or, I would have made the lyrics like that. Oh, I know of a good song I could write. Yeah. See, that's what my brain is thinking.
Yeah.
I'm like Ira in that way.
I'm thinking about the chicken and what we're going to have with the chicken. And
Well, unless you have more to say about your experiences in 4-H.
I'm sure my dad has some stories I'll have to ask him.
Oh, I'm sure.
And we're going to find some pictures. There's a picture of me when I was the 4-H something.
You know what? There's some pretty, you have some pretty good pictures at your mom and dad's place of you showing. Does anyone want to see pictures? There's some pretty cute ones.
It was fun. It was like putting on my uniform, like a police or fireman. You know, we would dress up. I would wear a white shirt because I didn't care for green, I guess. And my hair would be pulled back and I'd have a green ribbons in my hair. And when you are dressed up in your uniform, you just feel important.
Well, and from what I hear, you were the sheep whisperer.
I was a pretty good heifer. showman too. Yeah. I won some championships.
Why I'm glad you finished the sentence. Okay, we better stop before the jokes start flying. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, check us out, AmundsenFamilyMusic.com. You can sign up for our VIP page for as little as $5 a month, and you get all kinds of behind-the-scenes things, like pictures of her showing sheep, and maybe other things that you otherwise wouldn't get, probably more than you'd even want to know.
Maybe so.
Yeah, trip details of things that we're doing and going, places we're going, and so yeah.
And all the inside jokes.
All the inside jokes. Songs that come up that no one else will hear. Mm-hmm. Or you also get first listen to all these podcasts. So while a bunch of you are listening to this podcast, our VIP members have already heard it.
Old news to them.
Old news.
So thank you, all our VIP members.
Jump on board.
We appreciate you.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me again.
You're welcome, dear.